Across the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Even with China anchoring dairy export totals, the total value of U.S. dairy exports was up 6% in May, reaching the highest level in 4 years at $539.1 million. The U.S. Dairy Export Council reports higher values were fueled by an increase in Chinese exports and improved world prices. According to MilkBusiness.com, overall volume of U.S. dairy exports is on track to be the third highest on record despite the heavy anchor China is placing on product sales. Bacillus thuringiensis, or BT crops, are used around the world in corn, cotton, soybean, and eggplants. More than 20 nations have at least 2,471 acres of the genetically modified crops, with many in the 80 to upper 90% range of use. AgWeb.com reports in the U.S., at least 80% of corn and 85% of cotton crops use insect-resistant traits. That's a sharp jump from 2001, when just 19% of corn and 37% of cotton growers used BT traits. The Ag Economy Barometer rebounded in June, jumping 25 points to a reading of 126. AgriMarketing.com reports the largest increase was in the Future Expectations Index, which rose 33 points compared to a 13-point improvement in the Current Conditions Index. The rise in the Index of Future Expectations effectively wiped out the two-month decline in Future Expectations that took place during April and May. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.